What do you do if you know all this back in 1908, if you're a hypersensitive like Mahler and instinctively know what's coming? You prophesy and others pick up your trail. In one way or another, Mahler lies at the essential core of all the significant music written after him, whether tonal or non-tonal. Even such diverse composers as Varese and Dalla Piccola are inconceivable without Mahler. Shostakovich and Britten are at their greatest when they are most like Mahler. And so both Schoenberg and Stravinsky, Mahler's two continuing prophets, utterly different as they are, spent their lives both struggling in their opposite ways to keep musical progress alive, to avert the evil day. In fact, all the truly great works of our century have been born of despair or of protest or of a refuge from both. But anguish informs them all. Think of Sartre's Nausée, Camus' Stranger, Gide's Counterfeiters. The Sun Also Rises, The Magic Mountain and Dr. Faustus, The Last of the Just, even Lolita, and Picasso's Guernica, and Chirico, Dali, and Eliot's Cocktail Party, Murder in the Cathedral, the Four Quartets, and Auden's Age of Anxiety, and that supreme work of his, For the Time Being, and Pasternak, and Neruda, and Sylvia Plath, and on the screen, La Dolce Vita, and on the stage, Waiting for Godot, and Wozzeck, Lulu, Moses and Aaron, and Brecht's Mother Courage, and yes, also Eleanor Rigby, and A Day in the Life, and She's Leaving Home. These two are great works, born of despair, touched with death. And Mahler foresaw it all. That's why he so desperately resisted entering this 20th century, the age of death, of the end of faith. And the bitter irony was that he did succeed in avoiding the century, only by himself dying prematurely in 1911.